It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi again, everybody. And it is time now for the next few minutes for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Succeed Frank Lautenberg exit poll. Who did you decide to vote for today in the New Jersey primary? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you have already voted or if you intend to vote later today in the Democratic or Republican primary, call us up right now and tell us for whom and why. Electioneering, welcome here. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for voters in today's special New Jersey primary. Of course, on the Democratic side in the special U.S. Senate primary, it's Newark Mayor Cory Booker, Congressman Rush Holt, State Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver, and Congressman Frank Pallone. Who did you choose if you're a voting Democrat today? On the Republican side, are you choosing former Bogota Mayor Steve Lonergan or physician Alita Eck? 212-433-9692. We just got a text from someone in Point Pleasant who said, it's rainy and windy, and I voted. So there was a tornado warning down there in Eastern Ocean County that should have expired about 20 minutes ago. So hopefully that threat is over. But even if it's a nice day or not a nice day, go and exercise your democratic rights. By the way, listeners, we are starting, for those of you who do vote today, the nerdiest hashtag ever on Twitter. If you do vote in the New Jersey Senate primary, we're inviting you to snap a picture of yourself as you leave the voting booth and tweet it at us using the hashtag NJVoteSelfie. You want to do that? We've already gotten pictures of people because we've been putting it out on Twitter, voting in Montclair, Cherry Hill, Wyckoff. Polls are open till 8 o'clock tonight. Send us your voting pictures. As you leave the voting booth, just snap a shot of yourself and tweet it at Brian Lehrer and use the hashtag NJVoteSelfie. And then you can see the slideshow on our website as it gets longer and longer, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And, you know, you can call in if you're not voting, too, since really this special primary will not get a big turnout by all account, by all accounts. We just heard that report by Coulter Jones. If you made an affirmative decision not to vote at all today, Democratic or Republican, tell us why on that. But mostly tell us why you did vote and for whom. 212-433-WNYC. It's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Succeed Frank Lautenberg exit poll, 212-433-9692. And Kate in Bernardsville, you're on the air. Hiya, Kate.
Good morning. I voted for Rush Holt because he was the only person who struck me as really focusing on the issues rather than on politics. He was an excellent representative to us years ago before we were redistricted. And I've really missed having him as our representative, and I only wish more people were paying attention to the big issues, and that's what I really see he's done.
Kate, thank you very much for starting us off. Kevin in Hopatcong, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Hi there.
Who are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for Mr. Lonergan.
In the Republican primary, because?
I feel he'll defend the Second Amendment, and Mr. Booker won't.
And that, of course, would be the decision in the general election if they're the nominees. Did you give a look to Alita Eck, who's the other candidate in the Republican primary?
There wasn't a whole lot that I saw that, you know, she mentioned about it.
But Lonergan, no question, is certainly out there on the Second Amendment. So thank you, Kevin. 212-433-WNYC. Denise in Kinnelon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. You voting today?
Yes, I'm going to vote for Frank Pallone.
Because?
Because I don't really think that Cory Booker is the right candidate for New Jersey. I think he's more of a national candidate, and Frank Lautenberg was the type of senator who really was in tune with the needs of New Jersey residents. And I also not really convinced that Cory Booker has done so much for the city of Newark. I went to school there, worked there, and it seems pretty much the same for the past 25 years.
Denise, thank you very much. And it is very interesting that we ask who you're going to vote for, and Denise says she's going to vote for Frank Pallone because she doesn't want to vote for Cory Booker. For you Democrats, was it a kind of Cory Booker yes or no thing for you? He's gotten so much of the attention. He's the highest profile candidate in the race. If the polls are accurate, he's winning by a fair amount or would win today by a fair amount. So was it a Cory Booker yes or no for you? And then if it was no, then you decide among the alternatives. 212-433-9692. Lydia in Paramus, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Brian. I just pointed out I am frightened that Christie, whom I have no confidence in as
governor,
as a governor or as a human being, therefore I think if Cory Booker does not win it handily, he might sneak somebody in, and we cannot afford to lose a Democratic seat in the Senate.
So Booker, because you think he'd be the strongest Democrat in the general election.
Absolutely.
Am I hearing you right? Lydia, thank you very much. David in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi.
Voting today?
We voted for Cory Booker.
And that's two for Cory Booker, you and your wife. And
right.
And why is that?
Because he's brilliant.
What makes him brilliant?
And has done wondrous things to Newark that nobody ever expected could be done to Newark.
You live in Ridgewood.
We live in Ridgewood. But I've been watching him since he started his campaign in Newark, the time he lost.
David, thank you so much for your call. And Russ in Princeton Junction, you're on WNYC. Hi, Russ.
Good morning, Brian. I voted for Rush Holt, although I have a lot of admiration for both Cory Booker and Frank Pallone. The reason being that Rush Holt has a scientific background, and I fervently believe that one thing that the U.S. Senate could use is more reality-based decision-making.
Thank you very much. One for reality-based decision-making based on the scientific credentials of the candidate. 212-433-WNYC in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Succeed Frank Lautenberg exit poll for the special primary day in New Jersey. And Tony in Bloomfield, you're on the air. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Voting today?
Yes, I am.
For?
Cory Booker.
Because?
I've been active here in the city of Newark, and I've seen a lot of the change, and it's real. There is nothing that's hidden here. It's all active. It's very strong, and I think that's going to carry well throughout the rest of the city.
What's the most important aspect of the change you've seen, in your opinion?
Growth, economic development. It's job creation, expansion, and that's what we need.
Thank you very much. Susanna in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susanna.
I will ultimately support Cory Booker against the Republican candidate, but in the meantime, I'm going to vote for Rush Holt because I like the fact that the National Organization for Women endorsed him and because he's a scientist and he is taking climate change seriously from a scientific standpoint and not letting ideology railroad him into kind of wishful thinking.
Thank you very much. Brian in Flanders, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. I voted this morning for Rush Holt, and like many of the previous callers, as much as I like Cory Booker, seems very likable human being, I really believe that once he gets to Washington, he's going to turn into a politician, and we don't need another politician in Washington. However, if he does ultimately win, I will support him and hope for the best, but having been around a lot of years, I've seen it over and over, the disappointment. You know, you get your hopes up, and the politicians just crush them.
And you don't see Holt as a politician after his years in the House?
I do not. I based a lot of my decision upon the Star Ledger, you know, where they are on their positions, and I know I'm cynical as best to know that how can you tell a politician's lying? Check to see if his lips are moving. But I'm doing the best I can with what I've got, and I think that's all we can ever do.
Brian, thank you very much. Marcia in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Brian. I voted for Cory Booker today.
Because?
Maybe I'm cynical about the role of politicians. I don't expect a lot of legislation, but I know, because I'm a journalist and I've covered Cory Booker for the past 4 years, that he's a very, very effective rainmaker for Newark. He brings a lot of attention, and he brings a lot of cash home. I think all of New Jersey can benefit from that.
Marcia, thank you very much. And we'll take a few more here before we run out of time. 212-433-WNYC in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Succeed Frank Lautenberg exit poll, 212-433-9692. But I want to remind you again that we are starting what might be the nerdiest hashtag ever on Twitter. If you vote in the New Jersey Senate primary today, snap a picture of yourself as you leave the voting booth and tweet it at us using the hashtag NJVoteSelfie. That's going to be better than some of the selfies that are in the news, right? NJ Vote Selfie. We've already gotten pictures of people voting in Montclair, Cherry Hill, Wyckoff, elsewhere. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, so send us your voting pictures at Brian Lehrer on Twitter and tag them NJ Vote Selfie. And then you can see the slideshow later on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Nancy and Lyndon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. I voted this morning for Pallone. I did it half-heartedly. I was really impressed with Rush Holt, but didn't think he had a chance. It's important to me that we have Democratic representation in the Senate, and I think back to the days of people like Clifford Case and... Anyway, it was sort of a default vote, but I did vote this morning for Pallone.
Why not Booker for you?
You know what? I think that Booker has not impressed me with what he does in Newark. I'm in Newark frequently. I work in a soup kitchen there, and I'm really not impressed with what he's done in Newark.
And so your decision was, which of the other Democrats has the best chance of defeating Booker today?
Exactly. My sentiments exactly.
Thank you. Kathy and...
I thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Call us again. Kathy in Brandsburg. You're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. My husband and I voted this morning, and I voted for Rush Holt, and he voted for Cory Booker.
And how big a fight did you have over that?
Not much. I was really torn, actually, between the two, and I think Cory Booker will win, and... I'll support him in the general election, but I like the idea of having a really reasoned, intellectual, thoughtful person in the Senate. I mean, obviously, that's what we need there.
Thanks, Kathy. Gail in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Brian. I voted for Cory Booker, but I wanted to make the point that I think, you know, as a Democrat, we really had an embarrassment of riches in our candidates. I probably Rush Holt, you know, reflects my politics better, but... I've been in Newark for the last 20 years in business, and Cory Booker has done tremendous things for this city. I've met him personally. You know, he's just a great, charismatic politician. I've even spoken to him on your show, and he was very responsive, and he's very responsive as a mayor.
Gail, thanks. John in Glen Rock, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hey, Brian. Shameless electioneering. Frank Pallone Jr. is the choice to make. I like Cory Booker as a person, but I have to tell you, I've met Frank Pallone. Frank Pallone works for more of us. This is an opportunity for us as New Jerseyans to say, this is the man we want to serve us in New Jersey. Cory Booker is looking for the U.S. Senate so that he can run for president at some point. Frank Pallone wants to be our senator, and that's why I voted for him.
Thank you, John. Grace in Monroe Township. You're on WNYC. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Brian. I voted for Rush Holtz this morning because of his perfect record in the Congress. He's excellent on the environment and on women's rights. Those are extremely important issues. The whole world, future of the world depends on those two issues. So I voted for Rush. A wonderful scientific mind.
Did you consider Booker seriously?
Oh, I considered Booker as a very fine speaker, and I certainly would support him if he wins this. I also considered Pallone, who's a very fine representative, but I thought Rush has such a great record as a congressman in a Congress that really stifles everything he's trying to do, but he has held true to main issues.
Thank you, Grace. And
okay,
Eileen and Hillside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Brian. It's Hillsdale, New Jersey.
Oh, Hillsdale. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Cory Booker. Contrary to what other people have said, I actually appreciate the fact that he's looking for things on a national level, because I think we have to think of what's good for the country as well as New Jersey.
Eileen in Hillsdale, thank you very much. And we're going to leave it there. Folks, we call this the informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll for a reason when we do these on Election Day. I don't know what you can take from the smattering of people who called in, except the main thing that we do this for, which is the last-minute arguments for each candidate, because we know that many of you, by 11:22 in the morning, have not yet gone to the polls on any given election day. So we do this to just try to, you know, get the thought waves going in the direction of you actually going to the polls and casting a ballot. So there you've heard, yes, electioneering, welcome here. As I put it earlier, and John from Glenrock put it, shameless electioneering for his candidate. And so we get some of the last-minute arguments for the various ones in the races that people feel moved enough to call in for. And so one more reminder that we are starting the nerdiest hashtag ever on Twitter. If you do vote in the New Jersey Senate primary, just snap a picture of yourself as you leave the voting booth and tweet it at us using the hashtag NJVoteSelfie. NJ Vote Selfie. You've got until 8 o'clock tonight to vote. So by all means, do exercise your democratic right. Don't leave it to other people to determine who your Senate nominees are going to be, Democrat or Republican. But go out there by 8 o'clock tonight and vote. Stay tuned to WNYC for the results after 8 o'clock tonight. And after you vote, send us your voting pictures. Snap that shot as you leave the polls. Use the hashtag NJVoteSelfie and tweet it at Brian Lehrer. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And we will talk next to Miki Agrawal, author of Do Cool Stuff, except the book title doesn't actually say stuff. This is kind of about quitting your day job and being an entrepreneur, selling what you love to do. Stay with us to hear her story and maybe to get some advice for yourself. Stay with us.